This is 93.7 Express FM. That's Bruno Mars and Treasure. Now, it gives me great pleasure, but we'll move on from that, to introduce this next guy who has, well, let's describe what he does and what he doesn't do. He is a movie star, he is an actor, and more well-knownly, if there's such a word, Jack Whitehall. Good afternoon, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How's yourself going? So, you good?
Yeah, very good. I'm in Ipswich this evening, so I had a show here last night, and then another one, and then coming down to Portsmouth after that.
So how's the tour going so far, Jack?
Yeah, it's good. I'm at the stage where I'm still loving doing the show and enjoying it and changing it every night and mixing it up, and haven't hit that point where I'm so kind of bored of the sound of my own voice yet that I just want to do anything other than speak. So yeah, no, it's good.
How's your gigs changed, Jack, over the last few years?
Well, I think like the more you do shows and the more you do stand up, the more you kind of learn, you know, tricks and learn, you know, the bits that you're good at and stuff. And so I don't know, I always try to get a little bit of local knowledge before I do a show. So I'll be coming down to Portsmouth nice and early and talking to people at the venue and having a little wander around and trying to some references in that people will appreciate.
Yeah, well, I mean, you are in Portsmouth tomorrow evening. However, where the Portsmouth Guild Hall is, I don't suggest that you walk around Portsmouth Guild Hall. If you want to talk to the locals, you might get a different kind of feel for the city.
Why is that?
Well, right across, you've got a lovely Witherspoons, and it's also Clubland dead opposite, so you might get an interesting reaction from some of the crowd over there.
Okay, so maybe on a Friday night, it might not be the time to be wandering around.
how many times have you performed in Portsmouth before, Jack?
I think I've done maybe only once. I did a comedy club years ago. I don't think the comedy club, more than the comedy club night that I did, is even there anymore. That's how bad a show it was.
That's how well it went.
But no, I haven't done that much. I filmed once in Portsmouth on board HMS Warrior for a show called ITV's Have You Been Here Before? It was a celebrity regression show, and I was in a historical reenactment aboard HMS Warrior. So that's my only working experience in Portsmouth.
Well, but the problem is with HMS Warrior, you're similar to me, Jack, in that we're both very tall, and when you go down to these ships, they would tend to be up for beat for people who are about 5'4".
Yeah, I know. If I was getting a ship myself, I don't think I would get a 17th century frigate or whatever it is. I think maybe like a nice super yacht.
Yeah,
I think that would be more appropriate.
Yeah, anything. So if you take measure, if you are going to, like, you know, the Royal Albert Hall boat show, whatever they do, or the Olympia or whatever it may be, maybe take a tape measure. It's about 8 foot. You can just measure the downstairs up to the upstairs, then you'll be fine.
I think these modern boats, maybe they make them for people like me, lanky, lanky kids.
There's nothing wrong with being lanky. I'm extremely lanky, and it's a good thing. A lot of women dig it. They deny it, but I know that they dig it. How's performing with your dad? How do you define that? Not in the proper sense, I'll say other words. Obviously, through TV
he's
work.
I'm always quite slightly on edge when he's on stage with me, because he really just, you know, says anything, and he's kind of a law unto himself.
And
I sometimes feel a bit responsible for what he's going to say, but no, he's good, and he's a very funny guy, and I enjoy working with him. He's actually coming to Portsmouth. He's going to come to the show, I think, on Saturday. He's going to be in the crowd, which will be an added little treat for the five or so people that are sat around here and watch the show whilst he is looming behind them in complete silence.
If anyone's looking for your dad, he'd be the one in the corner eating the crisps.
Yeah, he just doesn't. He honestly doesn't. It was a review for the first night, and he came and he said, "I was sat behind Michael Whitehall, who literally did not laugh for the entire show." And then someone asked him at the end whether he'd enjoyed it or not, and he just went, "I was inwardly laughing." And, So I told him, if he's coming again, you can outwardly laugh.
Yeah, please.
Because I have no interest in inward laughers. But no, yeah, he's coming. I added a show on Saturday, so I got a matinee performance.
He's
slightly, nice, early, slightly classier crowd. So,
listen, Jack, if you're expecting a classier crowd in Pompey, obviously being a Pompey lad myself, you're going to be hard pushed, my friend. They're as bad on a Friday night as they are on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh no.
But it'd be pretty lovely. Are you driving back at night, Jack, or are you staying over Portsmouth for over Friday?
I think I probably will be staying in Portsmouth, yes.
And only, the reason I ask is me and my mate, we're having a darts night around his shed on Friday night.
Are you?
Yeah, and I don't know if you've got any arrows, but you're more than welcome to come along and join in what's called the Wimmering Cabin. There's about five blokes around there. Yeah, we'll have a bit of a giggle, Jack. It gets pretty wild.
I bet. I'm quite good at my darts. I beat Freddie Flintoff and Johnny Vegas on League of Their Own in Blackpool. It was one of my greatest sporting achievements ever. Complete fluke.
What's the highest checkout?
Threw a double 20 and then it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. What's your highest checkout, Jack?
I don't think I've ever got to check out. I tend to have given up.
The only reason I ask,
don't think I've ever actually.
And the only reason, if you do turn up to my mate's shed on Friday night, if you haven't got a good checkout score, then you have to go through the stages, the group stages. You can't just walk straight into the leagues. All right.
No, I understand. I appreciate. Yeah,
you've got to qualify, Jack. Yeah, yeah, okay. John's our co-presenter today. John, I want to ask you a movie question, John.
I did. Is there any plan for a sequel to the Bad Education movie?
Well, I think probably not, just because those kids are so old now. They really are. Like, by the time we finished filming the first series, the kind of final series of the TV show, and like the bully was in his 30s, and it was just getting ridiculous. So I think, all good things have come to an end, and I don't think we should probably put off doing another one. They make a brief cameo. There's a film sketch at the beginning of my tour show, and I got some of the Bad Education kids, the ones that haven't got beards and grey hair, to pop along and do a little bit in that. So they do make a brief appearance.
What's still your passion, Jack?
I love being able to do all different things and flitting around between, bits of TV and live stuff and writing. But I do genuinely love doing stand up, and being on the road is so much fun, and doing the tour is great because it's just so immediate and it's so different every night. And, you know, it's just you and an audience, and there's no editor, and there's no, I don't know, it's a lawyer coming in and saying that you can't say this, but you can't say that. It really is just,
Do you find that when you do the stand, I say that you do get the freedom that you can't do when you're on TV?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes, for the better, because you're sort of self-editing yourself a bit. Mm. And so you only say the stuff that you think is really going to be funny and is really going to work. But then equally, when you're on TV, you are at the will, on the mercy of an editor and someone watching it and taking bits out. And, it's very seldom that you'll watch a show back that you did and go, oh, God, they kept everything that I wanted. Like, normally they would have, lost bits, or like a really funny riff that you had is just cut because they didn't have enough time. Or, that's why it's so much better doing it when you're doing live stand-up, because you're just completely in control.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Jack, you are down in Portsmouth tomorrow and also on Saturday at the Portsmouth Guild Hall. Any kind of top tips you can give us for going to see the show? What are you going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to be talking about lots of indiscreet stories. some tales of botched attempts to break America. There's a whole routine about my slightly dodgy evening hosting the Royal Variety Show, and nearly, I think, probably committing what would be perceived as an act of treason at the end of the show. Lots of fun.
Well, you mentioned League of the Own, and I interviewed